Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 337. Hope you're all doing well today, mid-March. And now that we've sprung our clocks forward last weekend, by now your body's probably adjusted, I hope. I so love that it gets dark later in the day. Bring it on. And hey, spring officially starts on Tuesday, March 19th. So with that in mind, next weekend on Tech It Out, I'll chat about some spring gadgets like a high-tech grill that doubles as a smoker, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, but today on this Tech It Out, we also have three great guests and topics to get to. We're going to start off with Pioneer DJ, the company that makes some DJ controllers and speakers and other gear for you to spin like a professional, even if it's just with your buddies hanging out. I'm excited to kick off Tech It Out with that interview on mixing your own tunes, DJing at home or on the go. That's going to start in about a minute from now. Then we'll talk with a company called Ryse, that's R-Y-S-E, to learn about its Smart Shade product. It's an inexpensive way to motorize your existing blinds or shades, so long as it has a beaded chain, whether it's metal or plastic. So you don't need new blinds, just keep your existing shades or blinds, and this inexpensive gadget connects to the inside of your window, and then you can control it with the push of a button, an app, a smart speaker, or set schedules. So yeah, I do love that you can use your voice with a smart speaker, whether it's Alexa or Google or Apple HomePod with Siri, to tell your blinds to open or close. And it's great for those hard to reach blinds or for boomers as well. Maybe you've got dexterity challenges. I also like, again, as I mentioned, you can set schedules like having your blinds automatically open at, say, 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. You get the idea. So that's going to be in the middle of Tech It Out this week. And then finally, Verizon, they were at the Kentucky Derby on Thursday, and so I caught up with a couple of guys that worked there by phone. They were at Churchill Downs, and so we're going to learn why the biggest wireless carrier in the country was at the Derby. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, ushering in the era of the AI PC. I'll tell you more about that shortly, but let's officially kick off a brand new Tech It Out with our first interview. If you've ever dreamt of being a DJ, either for fun or maybe you'd consider it for your side hustle, as two of my friends have, Pioneer DJ has a ton of gear to unleash your inner Tiesto. Joining us on the line to chat about what's new is Jay Brannon. He's product demonstrator and trainer at Alpha Theta. This is the parent company to Pioneer DJ. Jay is also a DJ, by the way, as well. Welcome, Jay. Good to chat with you.
Good to chat with you too, Mark. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I appreciate that.
Yeah, awesome. Now, before we talk about what's new, please tell us a bit about Pioneer DJ as a brand.
Okay. Pioneer DJ as a brand is really the leading manufacturer of DJ equipment It's a company that goes back to the 30s and moving forward from electronics went into the DJ realm back in the 90s. And it's at that point that they really established their reputation, not only with beginner DJs, but with really top-end performing DJs. We just went to a show in Anaheim called the NAMM Show, which is an annual music show.
Right.
And it was at that show that we actually, our parent company launched a new brand under the name of Alpha Theta. So it's a co-brand with Pioneer DJ for gear that we're now putting out. And we launched two new pieces at the NAMM Show, the Omnis Duo and the Wave 8. So it's just another example of how we are moving forward with the times and addressing all of the concerns, questions, and wants of our customers and trying to stay maybe a step ahead of them and forecast where the industry might go because of our experience and how long we've been doing this.
Awesome. And speaking of keeping up with the times, I understand these two new models are wireless, so we're going to get to that. And you also said that Pioneer DJ is a leading company in this space, but what would you say separates Pioneer DJ from the other DJ equipment manufacturers?
I think it really comes down to the fact that the engineers, the planners, the staffing of the company are so driven and dedicated. And someone like myself, who's been a DJ since the mid-90s, it's the focus. This isn't about making something that's not going to enhance the experience. So I think the times that we look at where the industry is and what they need, it's based on talking with the industry. So we're good friends with a lot of the top-end DJs, but we're also talking to people that might just be playing in their bedroom or in their college dorm. So we're always aware of what's needed by having that communication. And I think it really makes us stand out. Our reputation really precedes us. And especially when you look at large festivals and things like that, 200 DJs are playing 200 sets on our equipment. And it's that reliability factor that's really presented the reputation and gotten us where we are today, I feel.
Yeah, awesome. And I love that you don't have to break the bank with some of this equipment. For example, I'd love to start with the DDJ FLX4. This is a controller that you can connect to a computer or a tablet or a phone. Can you talk to us a bit about it?
Yeah, the FLX4 is a great piece. It's not only at a price point that allows everyone entry, but it's a piece of equipment that if I were to use it at one of my events or give it to someone on a stage with 40,000 people, they could still do their job. So you're getting into the entry-level piece, but it's at the same level as a top-end piece in that it's laid out with a familiar setup that all of our equipment is done with. This one stands out a little bit more. It's a newer piece because it works with so many different things. It works with our own software, which is Rekordvox DJ. It works with another software called Serato DJ Lite. It works with DJ Pro and DJ. And as you said, you can DJ right off your phone, right off of a tablet, right off of a laptop or computer. So the portability is a huge part of it. You could sit on a plane, pull the table down, put this on it, take out your phone or tablet, and actually practice or do a small set with your headphones on. And I think that that's really something that's a key feature. It's bus powered. So you're not even looking around for a power source for it. It's going to be powered USB. And, you know, we want people to feel comfortable when they start. You don't need to, as you say, break the bank when starting in this career. You can start off with a piece like this. And then as you move up the ladder of equipment, the familiarity of the layout won't change. So the learning curve really goes away. And as I said, a top-end DJ handed this could certainly do their job. They're using different equipment because of what they're going through and how that equipment is being treated. But someone at home who's just casual and has thought, I love music, I want to get into being a DJ, this is really a great starting point because the music is so accessible in our new world of streaming and, you know, that access point.
For sure. And speaking of the layout, Jay, since this is radio or podcast, maybe you can just explain that it doesn't have real turntables, though it kind of looks like it. Can you explain what the controller looks like? Again, the FLX4?
Sure, I'd be happy to. When you look at the DJ industry as a whole and you say to someone, I'm a DJ, they tend to put their hand out in the air and move it back and forth.
Like you're scratching.
Exactly. And that's become the synonymous, you know, no words needed.
With one hand on the cans, on one side of your headphones.
100%. You've been there. The FLX4 is laid out as a lot or most of our controllers and equipment. And what I mean by that is, starting on the left side of it, you have a circular platter. And this allows you to emulate the scratch sound if you choose, or to pitch change a song. Then below it, you have a layout of pads, but you have a cue button, which is a button that you press after playing, hitting play, and it marks a part in that song. And under that, you have a play button. And the point of this is, those are the same on our top-end CDJ 3000. So that's what I meant earlier about the layout.
Yeah.
But when you look at this item, what you have is a mixer in the middle. That's where you're going to control the volume. You're going to be able to fade songs into each other. You can change the tonality of the song. And then at the top, it has a small knob that you can actually go with a computer, laptop, tablet, phone, and use that to search through your music. So the equipment as a whole is based on the old school, you know, two turntables and a mixer in the middle. And we've kept that going forward, as the industry has, because it's familiar and because it's a layout that we understand. You gravitate towards things that look like you know what to do with them. And I think this is no different. I've let people, including my wife and kids, jump on the gear sometimes. And it doesn't take long to figure out, oh, if I do this, this happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the layout of our controllers. You're going to have two control surfaces split in the middle with a mixing board.
I know a lot of entry-level controllers let you match BPMs, beats per minute, and you can, you know, obviously fade between tracks and add that scratching sound and all that, but not all can do pitch control, which is great.
Yo, absolutely. If you have it set in what's called CDJ mode and you put your hand on the platter and moved it, it would change the pitch of the song. So if you were trying to mix two songs and they weren't quite lining up, you could grab the platter either on the outside or on the top in CDJ mode and actually speed up or slow down the song, which is the same thing that you could do with our $2,800 player. So hence why the familiarity is really there.
How much does the Flex 4 cost?
The Flex 4 is $299 US.
Awesome. All right, there's a lot more to get to with Pioneer DJ to learn what's new from the company for budding DJs, or maybe it's your side hustle. We're also going to chat with Rise this hour about its smart shade product that can motorize any blinds or shades that has a beaded chain. And then we're going to talk with Verizon at the Kentucky Derby in Louisville, Kentucky, at Churchill Downs, in fact, all about the importance of a network. I didn't know about this, so we're going to chat with Verizon as well. You are listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Stick with us. More with Pioneer DJ when we return.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So just how big is the video game industry? Well, it's estimated that international revenue from interactive entertainment last year alone grew to almost $188 billion. And whether it's League of Legends or Grand Theft Auto or Fortnite, gamers are streaming their gameplay, which makes the strength of your Wi-Fi super important. So what if you've got lagging or buffering issues? Well, check out the Archer AX 11000 Tri-Band Wi-Fi 6 gaming router. Here's some stats. It's got 12 streams at an incredible 10 gigabits per second. There's Game Accelerator to detect and optimize those streams. It provides stats, including duration and your network resource allocation. Plus, it's super easy to set up with the Tether app. So if you want to stay competitive, you need top-notch Wi-Fi. Check out the Archer AX 11000 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra Processors. It represents the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop itself. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. Get immediate results by asking your computer something like, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? The AI PC is here. More info is at intel.com/coreultra. We're chatting with Jay Brannon. He is product demonstrator and trainer at Alpha Theta. This is the parent company to Pioneer DJ, the brand that you likely know as a leading company that creates DJ equipment for both novices and professionals. We're learning about what's new from the company. We're going to get to the new two wireless DJ options that made their debut at the NAMM show recently. We'll get to that. Just before we move on, though, Jay, can you just tell us a bit more about the compatibility with Rekordbox DJ, Serato Lite, DJ? This is all DJ software.
It is. We as a company, we actually produce Rekordbox. So Rekordbox is a software that you could use with OS, Windows, iOS, Android. It's really pretty well versed, and it puts you into a world of, from a controller standpoint, the ability to use music on two decks. You can also use it as an export device to a flash drive on other things, but today's world with streaming and the access to music, since that's kind of moved away from the days of buying music the same way we did back in the past, this is really what's going on in the DJ industry. You don't see a lot of CDs anymore.
Sure.
You do see some. You do see some vinyl. But the controller has really been embraced by all of us because it's made our lives easier. So using a product like Rekordbox DJ or Serato DJ Lite or even DJ Pro or DJ, it's pretty well accepted. And I think where the Flexport differentiates itself is by adding in the DJ Pro as well as DJ. This now allows the phone or a tablet to be used. And that's not always the case. A lot of controllers won't have access to your phone or a tablet. So we really planned this one out to be accessible to anybody. Somebody's got a lot of music on their phone and they want to try to DJ. This would be a great way to start by interacting with the software. And it's very intuitive, very simple and easy as far as the layout goes. So it mimics the controller. On the screen, you see two control surfaces with a mixer in the middle. So people adapt to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, so you're matching physical with the digital, and it looks
right.
The same. And just to confirm, you can export your mixes to a file, like an MP3?
You could. You could record with this device in the software.
Great. All right, let's now finish off on what's new from Pioneer DJ. You mentioned two new products, including a controller and speakers, if I'm not mistaken, like a combo. You called it the Alpha Theta Omnis Duo, and then there's also the Alpha Theta Wave 8. Please tell us about
yes.
both of these. Yeah.
We're really excited about these. As I said, these just launched back in January at the NAMM show in Anaheim, California. The Omnis Duo is a two-channel battery-operated controller. And where this really is kind of changing the way DJs, especially mobile DJs, wedding, you know, after everything that happened a few years ago and is still kind of happening, we're outside a lot more than we ever were before. We're now being forced with backyard weddings, with golf course events, and power can be, well, it can be an issue. The fact that we now have given you a battery-powered controller that you can play from a USB drive, an SD card, or a computer. You can plug a computer in and run Rekordbox DJ with it right out of the box. But the really big thing about it is you can record Bluetooth. So if you had a segment of your show on your phone and I was DJing an event for you and you wanted me to have that, I can set it up. You can get onto my network with the Omnis Duo. I can then capture that recording, keep it on the device. I can use effects. We could scratch over your voice. I can see it really being a big thing down the road with people having, let's say, recordings that they, you know, from a loved one who couldn't make an event. We can now capture it and play it back through our system. So it's something really new as far as the recording of Bluetooth. Playing with Bluetooth has been around, but it's the recording aspect that's really different. And as far as I can tell, it's the only one that's doing this. And it joins another piece that we launched with Alpha Theta called the Wave 8. The Wave 8 is an 8-inch battery-powered speaker, has a handle, has a couple of casters on the bottom, seems like an unassuming speaker. You can certainly plug things into it. But the real game changer with the Wave 8 is the fact that it has a transmitter receiver built in. And the transmitter receiver we're calling Sonic Link. You take the transmitter out of it, you plug two RCA cables into it from an Omnis Duo or a Flex 4 or any other mixer controller piece, and you now wirelessly are transmitting, not Bluetooth, but wirelessly transmitting with Sonic Link to that speaker. You know, the first source of information would probably come from either alphatheta.com or pioneerdj.com, but in today's times, as you better than anybody would realize, we've really started to push towards social, and the beauty of that is all of our socials are at Pioneer DJ USA or at Pioneer Pro Audio USA. And there you can see any of the new Wave 8 and Omnis Duo videos. We run contests. We have tutorials. Of course, you can go find us on YouTube as well. You know, we're DJs. We're one through music with our customers, our fans, and everyone else. And we really want to make sure that we're supporting them every way we can. And I think a lot of that is as tech changes, we change with it, and we do our best to keep updating those channels.
Really informative. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. All the best.
You too, Mark. Absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, that was fun. When we return on Tech It Out, we chat with Rise about its smart home solutions. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Can you guess what the best performing category in tech is these days? It's not home entertainment like TVs. It's not smartphones, with sales kind of flat these days. And it's not laptops either. It's smart home tech with double-digit year-over-year growth. After all, it's easy and inexpensive to control your home better, you know, using your app or your voice with a smart speaker, or to automate tasks altogether. And there are a lot of innovative companies doing great things. One is called Ryse, spelled R-Y-S-E. It's a Toronto-based company with a product called the Ryse Smart Shade. It's an affordable and easy way to motorize your window shades to help save time and energy. We're joined by Trung Pham. He's founder and CEO of Ryse. Thanks for your time, Trung, and it was good to meet you in person at your head office a few weeks back.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Now, hey, before we talk Smart Shade, tell us about the popularity of smart homes. And when we do talk smart homes, what are we referring to exactly?
So smart homes, it's really the idea that you can control every little thing in your home with your smartphone, voice, or even automate them based on how you live, adding greater convenience and privacy. For example, you can come home from a long day at work, and your smart home can recognize this. It can automatically set the room temperature, dim the lights, and close the shades during this evening to really set the mood to be more relaxing and cozy. Another great example is if you're away on holiday, you can have your lights and shades operate at set times or remotely to give the impression that you're home and add another layer of privacy.
All right, so smart home solutions, depending on what it is, whether it's smart lights or smart blinds, Wi-Fi thermostat or a video doorbell, these things can add peace of mind, convenience, like you mentioned, and cost savings, depending on the product. And I'd argue smart blinds can do all three.
Yeah, so definitely. I think the convenience factor is by far the biggest factor, where you could schedule your blinds or use your voice to control it. It's great for seniors if they don't have the strength to pull the chains to open and close their shades. And peace of mind is really the idea of privacy. Again, being able to close and open your shades at set times. I know I actually had customers reach out and say they were looking for this product because one time when they were on vacation, they were actually burglarized because their shades were open. So they were looking for a solution just like ours. Mm-hmm. And cost savings is something a lot of consumers don't realize with smart blinds. But if you can control your shades and close them when it's hot and sunny, you effectively block out that heat from the sun, and you reduce the amount of indoor cooling that's required in the room. So all three factors play a big role, and smart blinds can really target and provide these benefits to homeowners.
All right. So speaking of smart blinds, what Rise provides, called Smart Shade, aren't blinds themselves. It's an aftermarket solution for those who already have blinds.
Yeah, so Rise was founded initially to solve this very problem, like you mentioned. Before Rise was born, consumers weren't able to motorize the blinds or shades they already owned. They actually had to replace them with brand new motorized shades. Instead, all our products are designed to convert your blinds and shades into automated smart ones. Very simple to install, very easy, and very affordable.
All right, so because this is radio or podcast, maybe you can explain what Smart Shade looks like. And that's one word, by the way, capital S on both smart and shade. It's something that you connect to your windowsill on the inside, and you need blinds with a beaded chain. Is that right?
Yeah, so we work with any window shade that has a beaded chain, whether it's metal or plastic, and it's a rectangular-shaped device. It installs easily on your window frame, and it loops the chain of cords through the device, and that's how you motorize it. Now, the great thing about the device is it's super easy to install. You could do it yourself without any tools, and it leaves no wall damage. So you could install our Smart Shade device with 3M double-sided tape. It could be installed in a matter of minutes.
Awesome. I did say window sill earlier, but I did mean the window frame. It could be to the left or to the right where the beaded chain is. And you said you don't need to hire someone professionally to install it. You can do it in a matter of minutes. And then do you join it to your Wi-Fi in order to use the app? Is that how it works? And I understand there's also an optional bridge, a smart bridge.
Yeah, so with the standalone Smart Shade device, you can control it with the buttons on the device. So if you're up close by the window, you could just press the buttons on the device to control it.
Right.
Or you could use the mobile app to control individual Smart Shades at once. The bridge is optional, but the majority of our customers, over 90%, do buy the bridge. And the bridge will allow you to create groups. So if you want to control three or four shades at once, it also allows you to create schedules or routines. So as I mentioned, you could have your shades open in the mornings at 7 a.m. to give you natural sunlight and close at 6 p.m. to give you some added privacy, and it's required to integrate with Google Home, Amazon Alexa, or Apple HomeKit. So it is a fundamental part of the product.
Just to be clear, if you don't purchase the Smart Bridge, which is optional, then you can still open and close your blinds on demand by pushing the button on the device itself or by using the app. And then if you do have this Smart Bridge, you can set schedules and timers. So even if you're not at home, or just to automatically open up or close certain times of the day, use your voice with a smart speaker. And also, the Smart Bridge is for when you have more than one smart shade in your home, as you can create groups.
Correct. That's exactly right.
We are chatting with Trung Pham. He's founder and CEO of a company called Rise, that R-Y-S-E. Their first product is called Smart Shade. It's an affordable and easy way to motorize your existing window shades. All you need is a beaded chain, and it's easy to install on your own. The optional Smart Shade gives you even more automation and control should you want it. For the Smart Bridge, Trung, is this a little box that you connect to your router? Is that fair?
Yes. So the smart bridge, you could either connect it to your router via Ethernet, or you could just connect it into a plug-in. It does have built-in Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see.
So you could place it around anywhere in the home where you have a power outlet.
And I know this is your first of many products, Trung. Talk to us about what's coming next from Ryze.
So we're launching a new product this summer called the Ryze Smart Curtain. And this is a extremely easy to install device. It can be installed in under a minute. And it basically hangs on a curtain rod or curtain track. So the idea is that it's another rectangular-based device. It hides behind the curtain, and it moves left or right in order to open and close the curtain. And we're also in early stages of research and development of a new product for blinds that tilt. So imagine the traditional tilt-operated blinds via a wand or rod. We're able to tilt that, and that's going to be launched in early 2025.
Talk to us about pricing.
So the Ryze Smart Shade starts at $149 US or $199 Canadian, and you can buy it directly from our website, HelloRyze.com, or even at Best Buy retail stores.
HelloRyze.com, and again, Ryze is R-Y-S-E. And the Smart Bridge, how much does that cost?
The Smart Bridge is $49 US or $69 Canadian.
All right, Trung, great chatting with you once again. Thanks so much for carving out some time to chat, Trung. Be well.
Thank you.
Before we take a short break, did you know that shoppers are three times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are five times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where transactions take place. And that includes technology like tokenization and a lot more, which you can learn more about at visa.com/security. We head to the Kentucky Derby when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Jamestown, Tennessee, two students from SUNY Jamestown Community College and their advisor attended the Student Veterans of America National Convention this month in Nashville. Edie Bishop and Matthew Adams, along with Don Poole, coordinator of accessibility services and Military and Veterans Club United advisor, were able to share ideas and best practices with student veterans, military-connected students, and other supporters, as well as corporate, government, and nonprofit partners. The annual convention offered facilitated sessions on topics ranging from running a successful student veterans chapter to effective strategies for recruiting and engaging fellow veterans. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone, you're listening to Tech It Out. So what does the largest wireless carrier in the country have to do with the Kentucky Derby? To answer that, we're joined on the line by Earl Struble. He's Associate Director for the Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team, South Region. And we've also got Scott Hansen, Associate Director of Network Performance at Verizon. Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Good day. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're joining us from Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. I know it's a busy day for you. Tell us, please, the connection, Scott, between Verizon and the Kentucky Derby.
Thank you. We are very good partners with the track, and every year we deploy additional nodes. We increase our network capacity to meet the ever-rising demands of data on our network. We always have a good penetration of our customers in the crowd, so we need to make sure that our network, both inside the track and outside, as people come in and as they leave, can handle the needs that our customers put on the network.
Fair enough. And Earl, we're going to get you in a moment to talk with us about some of the frontline work that you're doing. But Scott, in plain English, what is 5G? And what are the benefits to these new network upgrades, including the 5G C-band spectrum?
Well, I'll tell you what. So I'm going to put it in terms. I was fortunate enough to do a Verizon commercial several years ago, and I kind of coined a little phrase. It's like an eight-lane highway compared to a two-lane dirt road. That's what 5G is relative to 4G.
I like that.
It's so much more spectrum of capacity. I try to put it towards like a fire hose versus a little garden hose, something to that effect. 4G only has a little bit of bandwidth, a little bit of spectrum to use. So your speeds are very limited. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, those were fine for what everybody was doing on their phone. Not anymore. We introduced the first, we went national with our 5G millimeter wave spectrum, which is up in the 28 or 39 gigahertz range. We have a very large chunk of that bandwidth, but it doesn't travel very far. So it's great premium 5G. You can get great speeds up to 4 gigabits per second. You know, there aren't too many apps that will tax the network out to its full capacity, but we test in rough environments with a lot of usage on it to see what our speeds and what we can handle. So that's the premium 5G plan. And then last year we rolled out 5G C-band across the network and here at Churchill Downs for the Derby. That C-band spectrum, it's a mid-band, it's lower frequency, which means it travels a lot further. It penetrates buildings. So it's a much better spectrum for overall usage millimeter wave. Again, millimeter wave is great. We have that here at the track as well. Bigger pipe, faster speeds. But the C-band for us is a game changer. We overlaid our legacy 4G system, cannot broadcast 5G. So what we have done in 2020, we've got it ready for the pandemic, and obviously we couldn't, there were no fans. But that's when we launched the millimeter wave overlay here at the track, which ironically we got to use. We provided coverage in Wi-Fi and network for first responders, because even though there were not fans here, there were still about 10,000 people inside the track, you know, from all the horse racing, security, whatnot. So we were able to utilize that 5G to provide them with network where they wouldn't necessarily have a land drop, because now they're scanning people out in the parking lot, checking their COVID status. So they don't have land drops way out in the parking lot. So we used our millimeter wave network to provide that for them. Fast forward to last year, we deployed 16 C-band nodes around the track, and it's not one for one. It's not in every zone. We targeted the infield and the paddock area where there's a lot of traffic. The C-band picked up about 20% of the overall traffic we had on race day. Quite a different amount of volume we're seeing now that we've got C-band deployed. We're up 80% from pre-pandemic, just last year's Derby. And we expect another big jump this year.
We're chatting with Scott Hansen, Associate Director of Network Performance at Verizon, joining us from Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, at the Kentucky Derby, in fact. And now let's hear from Earl Struble, who's Associate Director for the Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team, South Region. So, Earl, speaking of this network, tell us what Thor is. Thor, of course, is a god in Norse mythology and the Marvel movie and comic book character. But I know it's an acronym. And how is it tied to first responders?
Yeah, thank you for having me. THOR is Verizon's Tactical Humanitarian Operations Response Vehicle. It's built on a Ford F-60 chassis. It's a prototype for what we sort of call the Swiss Army knife of Verizon Frontline Services. It offers a broad range of advanced technologies to support first responders and the Department of Defense. It was really developed to bridge coverage and technology gaps encountered by the public safety and professionals and military personnel in challenging environments like wildfire areas or regions affected by hurricanes or tornadoes. I personally got to see THOR respond for the first time at the last hurricane in Florida at Fort Myers Beach. And the main thing that THOR really brings to an impacted area like that can immediately, within 45 minutes, where we had challenges because nothing really survives an almost Cat 5 hurricane coming inland, it almost immediately was able to produce coverage and help first responders stay connected so they can help those who are missing.
And Earl, because I'm a techie, I also wanted to ask you about Verizon deploying drones and robotic dogs as well in your efforts here on the front lines. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, Verizon's frontline UAS program has really made a huge leap this past week. We made the announcement that we've invested in this Skydio X10, which really future-proofs our program, allowing us to utilize our network in unique ways where this drone capability becomes a platform for us, where we can give situational awareness through utilizing our 5G network to joint operations centers, otherwise known as JOCs, where they can stream live video from these drones back to a JOC to give them situational awareness. So we look at this new cutting-edge technology as a platform for us to really showcase the capabilities of Verizon's strong 5G network. It also translates really well into robotics. On site here, we have what we call RED. It's our robotic emergency dog. It is a ghost robotics terrestrial vehicle, if you will. And people really ask us the question, why is Verizon, why do they have a robotic dog?
Yeah, that's a good question. So let's put a pin in the answer, and we'll address that when we get back on Tech It Out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Technology, or you're sending that information back to a jock that could be 5 miles away or 5,000 miles away to pick up that information to make sure that, in essence, our first responders are staying safe. And we can also use it in other operations where we can use them for search and rescue, using their infrared FLIR technology to distinguish between warm bodies and cold bodies. So at the end of the day, in simplest terms, you know, these are all different platforms, from Thor to UAS to robotics. All of them can be connected with Verizon's 5G technology to give information back to first responders and allow them to make data-driven decisions.
I don't want to diminish the importance of this technology, but I do love the acronyms. Thor, JOX, UAS, RED, FLIR. FLIR, I know. That's the thermal cameras, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's a lot of – I was actually holding back a little bit. I was going to talk a little bit about ultra-wideband, MEC, but for the most part, I tried to keep it very simple. Hopefully, you get the gist, or your listeners will get the gist of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think so. And then, Scott, before we wrap up, what's next for 5G from Verizon? You already talked to us a bit about the 5G C-band spectrum. What can we expect going forward?
So I'm feeling a little bit left out on the acronym part, so I've got to at least mention the word DAS. So our legacy DAS here at Churchill Downs, distributed antenna system. So we need to throw that in there. So what's next here is long-term, we're going to be doing, it's not us. We don't own the venue or the system, but they're going to be doing a full rip and replace. Again, this is a legacy DAS. It's been around for over 10 years. It can only support 4G. It utilizes old coaxial cable, not fiber. Like, newer systems are fully fiber run, smaller antennas. That way we can get more antennas, more places, further away, cover things better. The antenna broadcast patterns are so much better than they were 10 years ago. So think about, say, we've got a 2-foot by 4-foot antenna somewhere. Its coverage pattern is ugly. I mean, you look at them at the overhead map, the infrared coverage predictions. They're all over the place. They're covering behind. They're covering up, down, on the side. So it's hard to keep our zones in tight order. So you look at the infield here at Churchill Downs, it's kind of funny. Whenever we put our coverage map out, everything's a neat little square. So this zone covers this neat little square. But in reality, it's covering all over the place. One zone on the east end of the infield could be touching on the west side. So that creates pilot pollution, that creates interference, so the performance isn't as good. What's next here at Churchill Downs is when all of those systems, the DAS itself, the equipment in what's called the head end, that's where all the source radios and they're all basebands, but essentially it's the computer that runs the radio or a cell site. All that equipment is in the head end. We're able to reduce the footprint, reduce the power usage as we go to this newer equipment. We can put better antennas out there. We can cover the zones, maybe even a square. So that's what's next out here. That's going to our C-band that we've launched is only limited, but once that system is fully replaced, we'll have C-band in every spot across the track, inside, outside, in the infield, grandstands, every new building they put up. Last year, they put up the brand new Turn 1 Club between Turns 1 and 2. So that was a race to get our system on the air there right before the race weekend. This year, they're doing a little stadium where the old paddock used to be behind the Twin Spires. So that has completely changed our coverage. So where now I've got a node that's shooting into a brick wall that we have to see if we can get removed and put outside so we can actually cover people and not, bouncing off the walls and trying to cover a few people here. We're still going to have a great derby this year. Can't wait. Fastest 2 minutes in sports. It's one of the highlights being from Kentucky and then being able to be here. It's my 10th derby in a row. Yeah. So my first one was American Pharoah. Got to see him not only win the Triple Crown, so first leg of the Triple Crown, but the final leg of the Grand Slam at Breeders' Cup.
All right. Awesome. Verizon.com has more. And Erlen, Scott, hope you enjoy the rest of your time at Churchill Downs. Sip some good bourbon for me in Louisville. And thanks again. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. A huge thank you to Intel and its Core Ultra platform, the first true AI PC. And speaking of computers, thank you to Western Digital for your reliable external hard drives. So head over to Intel.com and WesternDigital.com for more. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. And I look forward to catching up with you next time for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.